Hello, my beautiful emerald, and welcome to the Mum to Millionaire podcast. I just want to let you know that you are amazing. If nobody has told you that today, I'm going to tell you, you're amazing. And not just that, you have a very unique and special talent that the world needs to see. So please get out there and start taking action. My name's Veena V. I am the founder of Mum to Millionaire, and this is the place if you want to get motivated and finally take action. Today, I'm going to talk about what is going on with my son at the moment. And I don't know about you, but I'm very ambitious. I want to get lots done and achieve a lot in my life. But sometimes things happen. And when things happen with my son, I just find it so emotionally draining. He's going through, I don't know how aware of you are if you followed this podcast for a while or you watch my YouTube videos, but he's been having a lot of problems at school where he's just not, you know, interacting that well with other kids. He doesn't really have any friends. He gets into fights a lot. And it really came to a heightened situation recently where we had a parent shouting at me, shouting at my son. There was even this supply teacher shouting at us. And I thought, what is going on here? This is just wow. To kind of give you a backstory as well, he's had a lot of problems, I would say, for the last 4 years. Sometimes he'll be amazing for a few months and then something will trigger him and we go into this downward spiral where he's getting into trouble every day at school. He's getting, you know, going to, there was a point where he's seeing the head teacher every day. So, and it's really hard, isn't it, as a parent to admit that your child is like this. But the reason I talk about it is because maybe you're going through the same, and because no one else is talking about it, because all the other children look like they are angels, you might be thinking, what is going on here? Have I done anything wrong? I've gone through all the emotions of, why is my son like this, to, it's my fault. What have I done to make my son like this? But I'm telling you, it's not your fault. And even if you've raised your voice at your children or you've done certain things in the past, every day is a new opportunity for us to change. We can change our attitude. We can actually change the way our children are thinking. We might not be able to, you know, change them from doing all these horrible things to being an angel, but we have to keep going. We can't give up. What you're about to hear next is a YouTube video I made, and this is when I was feeling extremely down, extremely emotional. I just felt like everyone was against me and my son, when they're not, but you know, you just feel like it. Even though I wasn't thinking it, I felt like it. And I just want you to listen to this because it just proves to you that every day is different. Right now I'm speaking, I'm very happy. You know, he's actually doing fine at school at the moment. We've had about a week of him being amazing. He's starting to make friends. He's, you know, doing all his work properly. He hasn't seen the head teacher. So right now we're in a good phase, but I'm very aware that it could change at any moment. So listen to this and I'll catch up with you after.
Mumtomillionaire.com. Excel in business and life. Be a go-getter.
Please don't shout at my son. I understand if you're angry, if your child is getting bullied at school, or if they're getting hurt by another child in their class, but by you shouting at that child that has hurt your child, it doesn't make the situation better. It makes it 10 times worse. You don't understand the damage you're causing by shouting at that child. Whatever those thoughts and feelings they already have in their head about themselves, you haven't made it better. You've just made it 10 times worse. That's what this video is about today, is to spread a message of, if you're a mum like me and you've got a child like I have, you'll really resonate with this. If your children are angels and they're really well behaved,
hopefully this video will shed some light and you'll understand that these children in class that are playing up, they're not bad. They just might have a lot more issues than the normal child. They might not process information as well. They might be impulsive. They might have lots of psychological issues. So before you start hating a parent or hating a child, step back and really look at what's going on, because what the other parent needs is your support. We're all in this together. We're not against each other. We should all be trying to nurture our children at the same time and not pit them against each other or hate other parents. We're all trying our best. And that's all we can do. We have to try and be the best versions of ourselves so our children can see that and try and guide our children in the right way. So let me give you some context about this. I've had various parents at my son's school shout at me and, even worse, shout at my son. It does take me a lot of courage to do videos like this because at the end of the day, this isn't a movie. This isn't gossiping. This is actually my life and what's going on. And I have to be careful in what I'm putting out there because I'm just opening up myself for judgment. But at the same time, I can deal with people judging me. What my message is that I just hope this changes at least one person's perspective on why certain children are the way they are. Or, most importantly, to realise that if you're a parent like me watching this right now, you're not alone. I'm going through this, and trust me, there are thousands of children going through the same thing. So don't think all the other children in your child's class are angels and they've all got their fairy wings on and your child is just like the devil, because they're not. There's loads of people, there's loads of other children who are like them as well. We just need to try our best and help them down the right way. And we have to fight. I feel like I've been fighting with my son's school for like the past 4 years on trying different methods and just trying to make him better and not be aggressive with other children and just get on with life and be happy. So a lot of different things have gone on over the last 4 years, but it's more recently that he has turned more aggressive, where, you know, the boys could be play fighting, or maybe a boy has said something to my son, and rather than my son ignoring it, saying something back, or, you know, if someone has gently pushed him, my son doesn't seem to comprehend rationale. He'll, you know, if someone lightly pushes him, he might slam them down on the floor. And that is the issue, what's going on. And, you know, to those parents out there whose child is getting bullied or getting hurt by another child at school, obviously you need to help your child, but at the same time, you reacting in a very negative and horrible, bitter way towards the other child, nobody wins in that situation. Nobody wins. And I understand as well. Like when my son says to me, like someone saying horrible things to him or bullying him or anything like that, of course I get angry. But the last thing I think about is going up to that child, marching up to him, shouting at their parent and shouting at their child, because I know that's not the way how you deal with anything in life. And these are children at the end of the day. They're not even adults. This is what happened to me recently, a few weeks ago. My son was hurting people, and I'm not here to make this video and say there's an excuse for violence. There's never an excuse for violence. And I'm trying my hardest every single day to improve his behaviour. So don't think, maybe there are some parents who don't care, but I think the majority of parents do care and they do want to make their child better. So this happened recently where another boy, this is just one incident, but I'll tell you, another boy was kind of getting in my son's face and annoying him constantly. And rather than my son ignoring this boy or just telling him to go away or maybe even lightly pushing him, which again, I don't agree with, he really hurt him. He really hurt him. And he even made this other child's lip bleed. Now, me as a mum, I'm instantly thinking about this other child. And I cried because I thought, imagine if that was my son. I don't want anybody ever hurting my son, ever. So instantly I'm thinking, this poor, poor child. And that's why I can understand the other parent's anger, because I'm a parent at the end of the day. I would get angry. But she just came and shouted at me and shouted at my son. I went to pick my son up from school. He's already in a tantrum this day. He's come out of his classroom. I've got the teacher shouting at me, a supply teacher, which I complained about. She came outside shouting. My son's going crazy on the floor, trying to hurt me. I'm trying to literally restrain him and say, it's okay. Mummy loves you so much. I'm going to help. Whatever's happened today, I will
help. Mumtomillionaire.com. Excel in business and life. Be a go-getter.
He's just sweating, getting even more angry. I see this mum just stood there, doing nothing, just looking at my son. So number one, she already knows what. She can already see I'm in a very stressful situation. She waited until I finally calmed my son down, and then she starts shouting at me and then shouting at my son. Again, I understand this parent's frustration and anger, but did that make my son better? Has he stopped his behaviour yet? No. Shouting never solves anything, especially at that child. It's made the situation even worse for me. I'm sure that mum didn't feel good about herself after she shouted. I'm sure her child, who actually still wants to be friends with my son, it didn't help him in any way. And it clearly didn't help me. It made me more stressed. And it made my son even more angry. And now he's saying stuff like, everybody hates him. He hates himself and he wants to kill himself. So my message to you is really think about what you're doing to other children. And again, I'm not doing this video to excuse his behaviour. Trust me, I'm working very hard at the moment with ringing different organisations up, working with the school, even working on myself, on how I parent my son, how I can be a better parent. So that's the message for today. Just please don't shout at other children. You're making it 10 times worse a situation for anyone. If you have a problem with someone in your school, another child in your school, talk to the teachers and you've got a fight. If there's a problem, you have to fight, just like how I'm fighting on my side to make my son better. If you want your child to stop getting hurt by a specific child, or maybe they're getting bullied, you have to fight as well. And it sounds ridiculous that we have to fight for what we're trying to do, a good thing here and make the situation better. And unfortunately, we're all going to have to fight this together. That is my message. And if you're a parent like me, realize that you're not alone. There is thousands of children like our children, and we just have to keep fighting and make this situation better for everyone. But what I do know is that there is light at the end of the tunnel. My son does have good and bad days. Sometimes he's amazing. Everyone loves him. He's being great at school, great at home. But then sometimes things like this happen where his behavior just deteriorates. And it is sad, but that's a reality and things will get better. I know they will. I have talked to a lot of other parents who have been through similar things, and sometimes, a lot of the time, their child gets the right help put in place and then they do get better. So we live in hope, and that's what we have to do. We have to stay positive. We have to give ourselves a break as well. I put so much pressure on myself, and sometimes I think, do you know what? I need to chill out sometimes. I'm doing all I can.
Mum2millionaire.com. Excel in business and life. Be a go getter.
Okay, so as you can see, that was a very emotional on my part. And it's just to show you that every day is different. One day I could be so drained by what my son is doing, I can't even concentrate on my business. And if I'm not working on my business, I'm not getting paid. So, you know, I do put a lot of pressure on myself sometimes, I think, and I do get very frustrated. And I want to say to you, I know we can feel like that, but you have the power to change the way you're thinking and change the way you're feeling. So even though a lot is always going with my son, I feel like I'm having to fight against the school. You know, I really had to fight to get him to see a counsellor. I had to fight to get him to see, to have a special hospital appointment. It's a struggle, but we can be happy. We are going to have an amazing life. I feel I am living a great life because I am happy every day. My son is healthy. I'm healthy. We've got a roof over our heads. I could sit here for the next hour and tell you all the positive things, and I want you to do that right now. If you're going through a similar situation to me, you just feel like everyone's against you, your children, you know, are always getting into trouble, maybe you're getting into arguments with your husband or your boyfriend, I just want to let you know that you're not alone. We all have our own individual struggles, but you can and you will get through this, okay? Keep listening to motivational speakers on YouTube. Keep listening to positive podcasts. Surround yourself with positive people and people that understand you and not people that are going to drag you down and go, oh, why aren't you doing this with your child? Or, oh, my child is doing this by this age. Just ignore all that stuff, okay? Focus on you and focus on your kids. That's what you need to do. And I promise you, you're going to be 100 times more happier. And actually, write down every day two or three things that you're grateful for. Even if you've had the worst day ever, sit down at the end of the night when your children are asleep or you get 2 minutes to yourself and write down what you are grateful for. Be grateful that you've got kids. Be grateful that you've got a roof over your head. Be grateful that you might have one person in your life that does love you. There's so much to be grateful for. So please stay happy, stay positive. And if you are struggling with your child, I've got an amazing episode of this podcast coming up for you in about 2 weeks' time. I think it's episode 67 or 68. I've got a psychotherapist coming on the show, and she's going to be giving you her top tips on how to deal with challenging and difficult behavior in children. It's a really great episode, so make sure you subscribe. If you have not subscribed already, just go into your iTunes app on your phone or Google Play. Also, wherever you're listening to this, there should be a subscribe button. Hit that subscribe button and you will get notified when that episode does come live. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. And do connect with me over on Instagram. I would love to see you over there. Mum2millionaire on Instagram. Send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. You stay positive. You stay beautiful. And I'll see you next week. Bye.